Hello, Barely Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast about video games.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone, so come with us as we chat about this week's video game topic.
It's dangerous. Oh, to go alone.
Ah. Nailed it. Oh my god.
Nailed it.
And this on our 2-year anniversary. Happy 104th episode. 52 a year. We missed one.
Were you hiding this from me?
It was a secret. I wanted to surprise you.
That made me feel good. Thank you. That's so nice.
We've been doing this for two years. Yeah.
We're crazy. We're two white guys with a microphone.
Who knew we would find such mediocrity?
Yeah. Not me.
But yeah, we've been doing this for two fucking years. Isn't that wild?
Oh my God, fun. No, I love it. It's and I always say it. It's just that 1 hour a week that I like to just have reserved for my pal. So I love it. Mm-hmm. Two years of pal time.
Pal time. And pal like, time. Hey, shout out to everybody who listens, whether they've been along the whole ride or brand new. We are really grateful because if we're being honest, if you weren't here, we would still fucking do it. We would chat to ourselves and then put it out on the internet. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
But like, hey, it is better with friends, you know what I mean? And if you're picking up what we're putting down in terms of just like chuckles and funny ha-has, great.
I'm in.
Great. Now, if you want to take those chuckles and funny ha-has and be a dickhead on the internet about it,
we don't need you here.
Not to bring down the mood immediately after celebrating our 2-year anniversary, but it's been a tumultuous time in the last 36 hours.
Yes, we posted a clip about what was it? It was that
arguing about age.
Arguing about, but like silly, you know,
silly.
Just like a silly bit where I was just like, we were having like a funny disagreement and we were playing with that thing where it was just like, I don't understand what you're saying, but you keep going. And we kind of just have like a silly bit, you know, like, so we posted the clip because I thought it was genuinely really funny.
I think it is like, too, but this is the second time it's happened.
Where people get mad.
Where we post something that we think's funny and it's like a chuckle, chuckle, haha. And then other people come in fucking heated.
Oh, so angry. Like so mad.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand how these things, I think they see two white guys, they go, oh, two white guys, I also will angry with two other white guys, and then they are a white guy and then they get mad at us, and it's like they think it's a podcast screaming match, and it's just like, babe, we're just having fun, just have fun, it's not that serious, you know,
like serious. So there was like so many weird, like it all kind of fell into relatively routine buckets. Now, there were quite a few people that really enjoyed the clip. For context, this clip's at like 150,000 views.
It's at 150 now?
Oh, just God. About. I think it's 140 something. It's almost equal in likes and shares. So people are seeing it and being like, oh my God, I had this conversation with so-and-so, or oh my God, I got to share. So like, that's kind of interesting to see. That's kind of neat to see. There are a lot of people engaging with it in really positive ways that are just like, someone was like, I agree with both of you. And I was like, I like this a lot. Thank you. Or like some people are like, I get it. I understand it, but I also don't like it. And I'm like, that's totally A-okay.
Actually, something really cool. Meatball. Do you know who Meatball is?
Love Shack.
Close. Meatball is... that's Meatloaf. Meatball is a drag queen from LA.
Okay.
One of, I really enjoy Meatball. I just think that they're just like, one, not just like a super cool person, but also just like talented, funny, great. And they have a podcast called Sloppy Seconds, which I've been listening to a lot lately, and they commented on it. And I was just like, oh my God, cool.
Yay. Yeah, I like that a lot. Like, it was shared by some comedian with like 78,000 followers. And like, it's been shared a lot. It's in a ton of different people's stories. It's been cool to see it spread just from a like, the people that are doing that clearly connect with it and enjoy it, even if they haven't said anything. Now, the opposite of this is that the more people this gets in front of, the more dickheads this gets in front of. So we have been batting away dickheads nonstop for at least the last 24 hours.
And I feel like it's different. And I feel like I've said this before. When you go viral on TikTok, it's like there's some negativity, but it's mostly just kind of like people having fun. When you go viral on Instagram, it is the cigarette butt of the world commenting.
Yeah, it's
like
so
it's
weird
just
to
like
me.
Millennial dads who think they're funny, just being the most homophobic or transphobic, or not obviously to us, but racist, you know, to other people. As they can be. It is wild.
It's just so strange to me. Like there's a number of posts that I've just been like, I can't even get into the headspace to do what you just did, to just be like, oh, this came up in my algorithm, I should comment this. It's like, what if you just fucking moved on with your life? Like, why did this put crazy such a hitch in your day that you felt the need to pop in here and respond the way that you did? What if you just rolled on, dude?
Yeah,
comedically, it's just so strange. A number of people commented, Americans.
Do you know
that was the most insulting part for me?
Oh yeah, the amount of people who mistaked us as one Americans. Also, if you're an American viewer, no offense, but I'm a Canadian. As a Canadian, you never want to be mistaken as an American.
100%.
You're like, whoa, yeah, that's not me.
I traveled to Spain or Finland, I realized this finally. I've traveled for like 15 years, but I finally realized this. When you go abroad, Americans want you to know where they're from, what university they went to, what state they're from. They have that deal of pride that they care.
When you're a Canadian, like they love that.
When you're a Canadian, you want people to know that you're not American when you travel abroad. And that's it.
I'm just like, whoa, I'm not that. No. I do not have that. And I think it's and this is another thing that was annoying me, is a lot of people were commenting, these people can vote. Sir, I am not voting on November 5th because I am not American. I'm
very fortunate. But also at the same point in time, the people that are like, these people can vote, we know which way you're voting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly
like,
where you're
voting.
The
only type of person who's like, wow, that person got confused. What a piece of shit. They shouldn't be allowed to vote. I know who you're voting for, and like, you can leave. Like, I don't need you here in my life.
I know
life.
Exactly what Cheeto is going to be on your mind, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, if you're American, please vote for Kamala Harris.
Please
thank you
go
so
fucking
much.
Vote. Like, please, I am of the mind, and I have been my entire life, I'm going to stay the fuck out of politics, especially ones that don't affect my country. Go vote for Kamala Harris. Holy shit. Do it
Holy
now.
Holy shit. Holy shit. And if you're going to vote for Jill Stein just because you want to feel better than other people, please don't do that. Can you just vote for Kamala Harris? Thank you so much. I'm not going to further discuss any of that. Thank you.
End of story. Thank you to everybody who voted. In the Patreon pictures of you voting, and we will give you a shout out on the next podcast.
Oh.
That's great.
Yeah, not dicks.
What did you say?
Oh. Dicks.
No. Not for free.
Do you mind if people on Twitter are saying, if Kamala Harris wins, I will post full dick?
Oh my God.
Immediately after. Like, if that is what gets you to vote, if there is some follower out there who has such a crush on me, I will post my full cock if she wins.
The way that I'm in a moral dilemma now, where I'm like,
right?
I'm like, ooh, I don't want that on the internet, nor will it land in the hands of the people that I would want it to. It immediately from the start would go to the people I don't want it to get to. But
oh, no, that's what happened with everybody. But
the good that it would could cause in the world.
Right.
Is it selfish of me not to put my hog online?
Should we post both of ours? If Kamala wins.
What if Kamala would win even if we didn't post it, though?
That's my problem.
Right? There's no attribution there. It's hard to know for sure. And I don't want to just be giving it away for free. And you fuckers got lucky. And we didn't actually swing the needle, so to speak.
Needle? Pringles can?
In voting. The voting needle. Not... This is a bit,
like,
right?
I wouldn't give it needle. You know, like... No, it's a bit. It's not a Pringles can. That's insane.
Well, is it?
A Pringles can? Do you know how thick a Pringles can is?
Yeah, because my hand doesn't fit in it. Do your hands fit in Pringle cans?
If I, like, really get it like this, I can.
You go into pincer mode.
If I go into like this, I can, but it's not comfortable.
Yeah, of course. I understood. Yeah. They got to fix
Also, Pringles aren't my, like, go-to chip, you know? I don't think, like, oh my God, I want chips. Pringles.
No, Pringles, I think, is a universal experience that if you show up at a party and Pringles are there, that's the time you get Pringles.
Yeah, but I also question, why did you buy Pringles?
Cheaper, almost always.
I mean, I guess, but like, I'm going to go for it. Okay, before we get into things, you're having a party. You have to buy chips. Yep. What are you buying?
I go for a variety of kettle and ruffled / ridged chips.
Is there a dip?
Not typically for me, but if one person's like, hey, what about? I'm like, yep, no problem. Hell of a good dip. Let me lock it down.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Hell of a good French onion. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
So I'm a hell of a good French onion. I'm going to get a regular ruffle. I'm going to get an all-dress ruffle.
Smart.
I'm going to get some kind of Miss Vicky's.
That's where I'm at.
One of the Miss Vicky's is going to be in the mix somewhere, mm-hmm. and I'm probably going to do a regular Lay's.
You got to go classics.
There's got to be one.
Yeah. Yep. I'm with
you. But a regular Lay's is too thin for a dip.
100%. So you got the that's not a dipper.
But you got the ruffles for the dip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. I'm glad we're on the same page.
I'm very glad. I think that when we get together on New Year's Eve, we've got snacks sorted out.
Oh, snacks on snacks on snacks. Also, saw a TikTok the other day from a guy named Jennings. I think it's Jennings Bauer. He does like book talk stuff. Mm. He was American. He went to Canada and he was trying Canadian snacks.
Mm-hmm.
This man bought all Old Dutch chips.
No. What? No one guided them. No one guided them.
Old Dutch all dressed and Old Dutch ketchup. Get
they
out.
Were left to their own devices. They needed a Sherpa on this one. They needed
they said
a
I'm buying the cheapest chips if I don't like it. What are you doing?
Wait, they did it to like hedge their bets? They were like, oh, if I don't like it, at least I didn't spend $4. I spent $3.
That is what I mean. That's what I would guess, because why would you pick Old Dutch?
Maybe they just went to a section and they were prominently displayed and they're like, this is what Canadians vibe with.
I guess. But you got to get the Lay's ketchup.
Lay's ketchup.
And Lay's ketchup. And you got to get the Ruffles all dressed. All dressed.
100%.
That's the two you got to get. You're correct. Will I say, slight bias, these spicy ketchup Miss Vicky's.
Really good.
Really good.
Spicy dill pickle, Miss Vicky's. Ha,
30 out of 10.
And also, dill pickle is largely Canadian as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, snack talk. Fucking look it up, everybody. But aside from the recent negativity, it's been a pretty big week. You also were able to host a Twitch Rivals.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Dress up thingy. Tell me about it.
So I played, or I didn't play, I hosted, or no, I didn't host. I was a caster.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so it's different. So for Twitch Rivals, they have a host. So Stella
Chung.
Stella Chung, sorry. I think her handle is Stella X Ella, I think.
No, I think it's Para X Stella.
Para X Stella, that's what it is. So Stella Chung. So she was the host. Also, I did let her know that you are a very big fan.
Perella Stella. And you did?
I did.
What'd you say?
I did. We were in the lobby together and I said, Stella, since we're on break, I just want to let you know, my friend Jackson, him and I play a lot of games together. We've got a podcast together. He's a really big fan. He was really excited that I'm doing this with you. He loves your work. He was like gushing. Like he really, really enjoys you a lot. She was like, oh, I really appreciate that. Like she was so nice.
Yeah. So if
she
I
was
think
so
provide-
sweet.
Yeah, no, for the additional context, Stella is a content creator, journalist, games journalist with IGN. So that's like one of my number one, number two outlets for gamer news. And she does really, 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 really tight, comprehensive video tutorials and did you know and hosts different things. So does like the whole games journalism, hosting, content creation stuff that I really aspire to do on a level that I aspire to do it. And does it so, so fucking well. She's such a good journalist.
Oh, she was incredible.
I was watching. So I watched. I have no desire to give a I don't give a fuck about Roblox. Nor do I care about people playing dress up in Roblox. Like, hey, if that's your bag, go ahead. But I was not engaged. But yeah, when she was like transitioning between segments or doing ad reads, I was like, oh.
I was astounded and like just at how smooth she was able to do it and how like effortlessly like, she was reading from a teleprompter and like it was effortless. I felt like such a like I felt green. you know, when it was just, I was just like, oh wow, she's like really good at this. I thought I was a good host, but she's like a good host. Like this is like a corporate good host, you know, I'm just a drag queen. So she was great. But what they have casters. So casters are two people that are almost just there to co-host or like keep the host company sort of thing.
That's the dream, though, as far as I'm concerned, to be like, I don't even have to do the transition. I don't have to do the narration. I literally am just here and occasionally share my opinion. And that's the whole thing. I'm in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was so easy. I didn't have to worry about anything. I didn't have to worry about ad reads, nothing. I just had to be there to just be like, fun. So like, it was a great time. It was me and Lori Bird. We got it because we hosted the drag showcase. So I think Twitch wanted to work a little bit more with us and because they enjoyed our dynamic. So they got us both on. It was super fun. It actually was a game called Dress to Impress. So it's an offshoot of Roblox. And it's essentially where you get 3 minutes, a topic. You have to run around and dress up. And then there's a runway and you vote for each other. And then like someone ends up in like the top three. It's really, really big right now on Twitch. A lot of people are playing it.
Yeah.
It was honestly what I really enjoyed about it. Cause while it's a fun game and it's something that I could probably really get into just for, you know, silly whatever, is that the amount of just like dudes we had playing it as if it was a football game. It's like they were playing FIFA. Like it was
funny. Too much. If we're being honest. It was way fucking too much for me. There were, so
I loved it.
The casting that you guys were a part of, they bounced around from contestants who were competing in this. And we got some of their insight, their input, their, what they were working on. And the way that these people operated, I was like, what the, there was one guy who was just,
they were
like,
dialed in.
They copied me. So now I got to do another one. I'm panicking. And I was like, will you calm the fuck down? It's not that serious.
But I have a feeling like that's the bit that some of these streamers, like that's why they're so popular is because that's
why the internet's full of angry people.
Because I think that's their bit. So I think that's what their viewers enjoy about them.
Yeah.
For me, it's when they won and they were like, let's fucking go. Let's fucking go. I was just like, I love that. Like, I love just being so jazzed about winning 10 stars on a little girl's dress-up game.
Love it.
You know?
Yeah.
Metal. So, I enjoyed it. I had a really good time. Yeah.
And you did great. You were great.
Thank you. Thank you. I was a little concerned. I was worried that I was just not really... I just honestly thought I wasn't doing well. I think my imposter syndrome set in. And also, It's a lot of voices.
It is a lot of voices. Three is a lot. I would have done two.
I love a tour. When there's three, there's always one person that takes a backseat. And I felt like I was taking a backseat a lot. Mm-hmm. Although I will say there was a Pokemon runway. Oh, baby, I took that front seat.
Good.
I jumped directly into that front seat for that Pokemon runway. I was just like, that is Charizard. Excellent job. Excellent job. Jesse, fabulous. Like I was almost talking too much during the Pokemon runway, but good. No, it was good. It was fun. And I was glad that Twitch was, Twitch like had recognized me and wanted to work with me a little bit further.
Yeah. It's kind of what we talked about last week where I was like, let that momentum roll. It's kind of what I would like to do as well. So good for
you.
How
many people were watching? Did you see?
No,
not because on my stream, because my stream was like six people.
Yeah, Twitch Rivals was streaming. You guys were all streaming to your own channels. It was interesting to kind of see that. The Twitch Rivals was a few hundred, I would say.
Oh, nice. Okay, good. Yeah. Not like in the thousands. I hate when it's thousands, it just like weighs down on me.
Yeah, understood. Yeah, a few hundred, I believe.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah, you had fun, though. That.
I did.
To me, that's the most important part, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I got paid, so that's also nice.
That's your to you. That's the most important part. I don't care if you get paid.
My bills care if I get paid. So yes, I love when I get paid. Yes,
I understand. And I'm happy that you did. I'm happy you are happy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How are you? Did we do that yet?
I'm doing okay. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that we did that. I'm doing pretty well. A lot of the difficulties and hustle and bustle are behind me. So I'm kind of finally settling in to a very cool, laid back energy right now. I'm able to kind of find my routine at work, which I haven't been able to do because I've been chasing so many fucking things in the first 3 months. But now they're all behind me and I just get to settle in. It's nice. Tomorrow's Halloween.
Halloween. Hey. Halloween.
Hey. I was at a friend's birthday party. They were like, we're going to do Halloween's paint. You're going to pull your prompt and paint. And I kept singing that. And they're like, what are you singing? I was like, I've literally never heard the song. I just know that you sing it sometimes.
Sell Halloween. Hey. That's what we used to sing in grade school. I went to a French grade school. So yeah. We used to sing that one.
I know. But Halloween tomorrow. So I have a cool work stream with a couple of industry people. I also had a call today.
Whoa. Back it up.
Tell me.
What's the costume?
I'm going to go as a hockey player.
Fair. It's a costume.
I had a call today with the team behind Dredge.
Sick.
So I'm going to do an interview. I did a little bit. I told him it was my favorite game last year. I get to do an interview with them in a couple of weeks. So I'm looking forward to that as well. But yeah, nice. work's been pretty cool, and I'm kind of well underway for the rest of the year in terms of what content I have to plan. So it's a lot of just like honing processes and, you know, how can we make things easier for our guests? How can we get cooler guests? Let's keep doing that. So there's a lot that's going in a positive direction. So I'm feeling a lot less stressed, and I think that's a big part of it.
Good. I love that. Yay. Also, I am going as Coach Ken tomorrow because I have to work.
Ken, like Barbie Ken, Ken, but coach version. Nice.
But the coach version, because I have to work. So I'm going to be coaching. So I'm going to be like Coach Ken.
Coach Ken.
Coach Ken. I got pink shorts and a Barbie shirt. And I got a pink bandana and a blonde wig.
It's great.
Coach Ken.
Coach Ken. Post pics.
I'm just Ken. Overplayed.
You think so? Is it done? Are we past It's Just Ken?
I mean, I'll still watch the Barbie movie because I think it's excellent and I love the film. But and I think because... I'm just Ken... It's kind of meh.
Mm. I thought it was because you were emotionally tied to it because we watched it together last year on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it wasn't like the seventh time I've seen it.
It was the first time I'd seen it. And I went from people being like, wow, Jackson, you kind of have Ken energy. And I went, is that a good thing? And they're like, yeah. And then I watched it and I was like, guys, this doesn't fucking feel like a good thing. What are we talking about here?
This is a bad thing.
Yeah. So, you know. You want to dive in?
Yeah.
Great. This episode, to honor our 2-year anniversary, we picked a topic that's very in line with how we're feeling right now. It's been a coming off a difficult time. It's been stressful recently. And I wanted to talk about our comfort games. Everybody has a comfort show, comfort meal. People have comfort games too. So what games do you lean on when you're feeling not so nice? Joops, you want to kick things off?
I love a cozy. Mm-hmm. My cozy game will change. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, as I've said probably hundreds of times, Disney Dreamlight Valley, that is my go-to. I haven't played it in a few weeks because I've been backburnering it to play some other games at the moment. But that is my like big comfort at the moment because it's low stakes, it's fun, it's blind, and I can just build and collect and do little tasks and kind of sit in my like cute little gaming spot and play.
Awesome. So is it more the kind of zen-like rotation or is it like a little bit the setting and music and ambiance? What is it all that makes it comfy for you?
Oh, I love the music. I love the tasks because they're simple, but they still have, they're time consuming.
Sure.
So it's like, they're simple enough where I can be like, okay, I just have to collect these things. But to do that, I have to like travel over here and do here and mine this and shovel this and grow this. Like, it's like, so they take a long time. So for me, it's, I'm able to just kind of turn off the demons and just kind of do that and not have to think about other things because I'm thinking about I need tourmaline really bad.
What is that?
It's like a gemstone you can get in the game.
Got it. It's understood. Blue. Who's your favorite companion? Disney Dreamlight Valley. Is it Prince Eric? That's my guess for you.
My companion, like neighbor,
like bring them around, do whatever. Yeah. Build your friendship.
So there's two things you can have: a companion, which is a pet.
Oh no, not that.
So
or I guess
usually. I have Pua, who is the pig from Moana.
Got it.
So I'll do Pua. Or right now I have a dapper crocodile. So he's a crocodile dressed in like he's dapper. Like he has like the little hat and he looks like he's in a barbershop quartet.
That's pretty fun. I like that.
So dapper crocodile.
Mm-hmm.
So those two are my like companions. But my favorite neighbor right now, I would say, is honestly, I really like Jack Skellington. I have Jack right now. And I do enjoy Mickey because he gets the most outfits.
Of course, naturally. You want to dress him up.
So I dress up Mickey all the time.
That's good. Yeah. That's a good pick.
That's also fun.
That's a good pick. What about you? Makes sense for you. For me, let me get the throwaway out of the way. Tetris. Tetris is always going to be the same type of thing.
Disney was my throwaway. This is
yours. Just settle in and like the repetitive nature of something so incredibly familiar to you, you just click off the brain and let it go. Just let it fall into that rhythm and routine and nothing. It all just kind of fades away. But the other one that we can talk a little bit, maybe a little bit more on, obviously Pokemon. Pretty much anything Pokemon just carries so much nostalgia that it's going to be a comfort no matter what.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And like, but which one would you go to?
I would probably go back further to the retro games, but like, honestly, like, Pokemon Go is that for me in a lot of ways. Yeah. Like I play it when I'm traveling. I play it just, you know, daily at home, quickly a little bit less. But when I'm abroad and like you're in a foreign land and none of it makes sense and it's called America, you just hop in there and you got Pokemon Go nostalgia familiarity to kind of keep you feeling a little bit more at home, you know?
What's nice about Pokemon Go is no matter how long you leave, when you come back, it's just like, it's like you never left.
Yeah, it's like, hey, remember me? Go ahead.
Remember me? Let's start collecting again, babe.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what I... And this is... If I can be vulnerable, if this is a safe space and I can be vulnerable.
Please.
I only just discovered this on my own accord, just by using my brain power, yesterday. And I feel like this is something that everybody has known, but I just figured it out. The three legendary birds... Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres have the numbers 1, 2, and 3 in their name. Did you know that? You knew. And you didn't tell me.
No.
Arctic, Uno, Zapdos, Mole, doesn't really make sense, Trez, Molt, Trez. That's nuts. I don't know how I've been a fan of Pokemon to the level that...
Molten, like lava. Molten lava.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been a fan of Pokemon for a long time in a really engaging way. For me to not know this... I think that came out on
Twitter a few months ago.
Well, I mean, like, people know. People have known this. There's no way we're the first. There's no way that even a couple of months ago that was the first time. But holy shit, did I feel stupid.
But isn't... The three birds come from Lugia, and then the three beasts come from Ho-Oh.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's the way the lore works is Ho-Oh created the three beasts. So, oh my God, what are they called?
Just roll on.
Three beasts. And then Lugia created the birds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I think that's the way the lore works.
Something like that. And if you're listening to this and it's wrong and you're mad, check yourself.
Actually, if you're listening to this and you're mad, just call me a slur, please. It just makes it easier.
And for me, please don't do that. For me personally.
Don't skirt around it.
On your behalf, don't do it.
Don't skirt around it. Just say the slur and we can all move on, please. Jackson's had to deal with my mental trauma so deeply today.
Yeah, working on it. But hey, you know, that's
like,
what we're here
why
for.
Why do you want that? And I'm like, I'm just using it.
Yeah, I mean, I did a lot of like really heavy community management where I was going through and I was like, okay, well, that's not a slur. And I just went, yeah, but it's fucking mean and I don't need it in my day. So goodbye forever. And just blocking people left, right, and center. I was just like, for a while, I was like, oh, well, are you... And I think it was just the residual from my previous job of like, we have really strict terms of service, abide by.
Did any of them follow us?
And then I was like, get the fuck out. No, I don't think so. No one's going to notice they got blocked, right? Or that their comment got deleted. They're just not going to notice. But for anyone else coming in, they're not going to see that bullshit. So hopefully that's a good thing. Anyhow, I digress. Pokemon.
But I digress. Pokemon. But I digress. Oh, I love that. But I digress.
What do you got?
Do you know what actually I've been playing as a comfort game lately?
Tell me. I would love to hear it.
Spirit. Nope. Tears of the Kingdom.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I picked it up and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to play it. I played it for a bit on a plane and then I was like, oh, this is fun. Whatever. Moved on. And then like lately I've just been like, actually, no, this is really good. It's fun. I'm enjoying myself. It's easier than the first one, I find.
Breath of the Wild.
At least. Breath of the Wild.
Right.
I find it's easier because you can like fuse parts onto things. So it makes things stronger, so you're able to power up faster in the game.
Right.
And it also goes around the, you really have to struggle a lot with the first game to like even get anything. And this one, it's almost like you start and it's just like, oh, we remember, here's all your stuff again. Like my horses were all still in the stables.
Yeah, that's cool.
I was like, I was just like, how did you remember my horses? These are all my horses. I didn't figure this out until halfway through the game when I fucking captured a horse, went to stable it, and it goes, we have your other ones. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? Why did I ever start on this asshole? No, yeah, why did I try and catch this little dickhead? He's being an asshole. What'd and I already have, I forget. Mm. Oh, Elise.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. Just felt like an Elise.
Yeah, and I named one of my horses Paranka because I think I was playing on stream and somebody wanted to name it Paranka. So I named it Paranka.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. Yeah. No, I think that's a great pick. I think that game is so strong on escapism and has such like a well-lived world that you kind of step into and it just feels historied. It feels very engaging. It feels like every little nook and cranny has something to engage in, so you can completely escape and forget about this trash heap of a world. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great pick.
I yawned. And I've been skipping every side quest. Why bother?
You can do whatever you want in whatever order you want. Maybe 3 years from now, you're like, you know what I'm really into lately? Side quests. I'm going back.
I've been seeing a lot of people commenting, like, they'll see, like, an actor or a TikToker doing something that they're not used to them doing, and they'll be like, she's doing side quests.
Side quests, baby. I like the concept, yeah. I saw that on that post that someone explained it to you as I almost commented, but I knew you were having a day, so I didn't want to give you too much of a hard time, but said, you're clearly a gamer, so think of it as you hit level 36 and you're on your way to level 37. And you were I like that. So it works perfectly, but also the fact that they called you clearly a gamer, I felt like it was a really big compliment for you, and I hope that
I was,
felt good.
And I went, thank you.
Yep.
Me and my, like, how could you not tell? Look at my trinkets and my things.
That's a good point.
Look at all of my little trinkets.
As soon as you've got Razer headphones too, people know. People know.
No.
Yeah.
Also, I will be trying my hardest to upgrade to the Gengar Razer headphones.
Only in Japan. Did you know that?
Fuck off. Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
Because your boy's a Gengar boy over here. I would have got them. Except I wouldn't have worn them. I just would have had them.
I want to wear them so bad.
Yeah.
Gengar. Come on.
The coolest of all Pokemon. He's on my wall and everything.
I know. You're so sick.
You're inches away from a Gengar back there. Did you see that?
I am.
Yeah.
Would you say 6 inches?
Yeah, an average distance, I would say. Like an average distance. You know what a new up-and-comer comfort game for me is?
Mm.
And I think it's going to be a great one moving forward. Mm. Astrobot.
But you finished Astrobot. It.
I finished it. I finished the shit out of it. Platted 100%. Finished the challenge levels. They weren't easy. They made me...
Oh my god, those X, O, and triangle ones? Oh, they were so hard.
Yeah. And then there's a final challenge once you beat the game. Good luck. That took me hours. Genuine hours. Anyhow.
I'm still stuck on the triangle where you have to ride on the armadillo.
Just ignore it. Get out of there. You don't need to do all of those challenges. Like,
no, I did. I finished
I forgot. You beat the game. That's right.
Yeah, the game's done. I beat the game. Hmm. Oh, did I miss a level?
No, it's just like there's secret levels that unlock as you go. And once you're trying to chase the plat and 100% the game, you'll stumble across other activities.
So you got all of the Astrobots.
Got everything.
All of them. So your little island just looks like...
It's a party city.
So you have all of the things?
Yep.
All the costumes?
All of them.
Sick.
Yeah.
I love... My favorite little Astrobot robot is the Lara Croft being chased by the raptor.
Same. Yeah. Best. That's a good pick.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. But yeah, to me, like, this game was just so, let's make it the most fun it can be at every single turn. That, I mean, even while I was playing it the first time, I was incredibly stressed with work, right? It kind of already acted as a comfort game where I was like, I can play this and just put a dumb smile on my face the whole time and just chuckle, laugh, and have a fun time. And just forget about everything else. And it completely changed my mood repeatedly. So I think moving forward, it's going to be an easy one for me to go back to.
Mm.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about another one for me, like a comfort game that I just want to sit and play blindly.
You know what I think would be a good pick for you if you don't have one off the top here?
Are you going to say Kingdom Hearts?
No. Do you want to guess again?
No, go.
Cult of the Lamb is just like such a good experience. It's just so fun and it's kooky. It's dark but whimsical. It's got a great soundtrack that just has you bopping in your seats. You're always surrounded by dog friends and lamb friends. And guess what, Juice? In important Cult of the Lamb news, they released a metal album with real ass metal musicians making music based off their soundtrack, and it is awesome. So
it's a good game.
It is a good game.
I didn't see that coming. That one really blindsided me. That one hit me in a special spot. I'm trying to think, like, I wish I could be one of those people who loves, like,
you're good, you've had a long
I'm week. Gonna take that again. I'm gonna take that again.
Yeah
I wish I could be one of those people who's like, I love League of Legends. I love Fortnite. God. Dead by Daylight is not a comfort game for me. Like, I play that to stream and to stream alone. Yeah. Never will I play almost that game
put
on
it
my
on
own.
My list because to me, because it connects to another one that's on my list that's a throwaway as well, Hunt Showdown, which is like very aggressive, borderline horror game, shooty, sweaty, jerk face internet. But to me, those two games are catalysts for social connection. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why they're kind of comfort games.
Well, it's like, I mean, I guess I would call it a comfort game, but like as a stream comfort game, because it's a way I'm able to connect with like friends. It's how you and I met. Mm-hmm. It's how I met a lot of other people is because they play Dead by Daylight. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's so funny. It's how so many streamers find success.
It's true.
Is through Dead by Daylight.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, I don't even like watching a Dead by Daylight stream.
Yeah, I think you and I kind of fall into this hole sometimes where we produce content on Twitch. We don't typically consume content the way that our communities do. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah,
the people that come to our streams, they have other streamers that they follow up with frequently. Whereas I think you and I really keep in touch with like our friends when they're doing cool stuff and that type of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Well, I consume some streams when I'm able to, but I don't know. It's something about it, but I just don't see the magic that Dead by Daylight has that create such addiction to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it.
We did kind of meander. I didn't let you make your point. I talked over you, but you would love if you were one of these types of people who were all in on these games. Is that just for like to be fully dug in and just continue to love the game forever? Why? Where were you going with that?
I don't know. I think it's just because it's such like a it's a lot of people's comfort games. It's like Valorant or what's that one?
World of Warcraft.
Oh my god,
that could be your comfort game. We won't know until we try.
What's the one where it's like anime people?
Just that one game with all the anime people.
Genshin Impact.
The fact that I got it based off that description. There are a million games that have characters that look like anime.
But Genshin Impact is very much like, it's a very much like comfort game for a lot of people. It's one of the only games they'll really play.
Right.
You know? So mm-hmm. I don't know. I'd love to be one of those people, but I think I like to wet my whistle a little bit too much, you know, with other things.
Yeah, you know? You're a dabbler. You know what I mean? You like to be all
around. I love
around,
to dabble.
Get
like
your
I just downloaded
so many pies.
I love fingering pies. I just downloaded the Tomb Raider trilogy. The newest one, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've been playing that. I've been a little busy this week, so I have not touched it, but I've been playing that a lot. But yeah. But I would say like comfort games for me are just like any kind of like fun adventure game that I can really sink my teeth into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I get it. I think the engulfing nature of those things to like fully pull you in, and you have to be relatively focused to find success in a lot of adventure games, but then at the same time, usually an engaging story, and at the very least a super super concrete world to be able to connect with.
Yeah, like I just don't want to blindly shoot my gun at other people. Boring. Mm-hmm. But yeah, do you have any more?
Nah, that's my list. Talked about them all, at least somewhat, so I feel good.
Good. Well, yeah. Next week we'll talk about something else. Or maybe we'll talk with somebody.
Ooh, that could be fun.
I know. That would be fun. I have to talk to that person.
If we get that person on, we have averaged one guest per year.
Oh my God.
Per calendar. Not average. We get one guest per calendar year.
I love that. Okay. Yeah. I'll see if I can get them. Yeah. That would be funny. One guest per year. That's all we get. One guest per year.
And that's it. Tell them.
Yeah. Because we had Nina and then we had Kevin.
Yeah.
And then we'll have this person that we have not. Yeah. Discussed.
Yeah. Okay. That'll be fun.
I love that. But speaking of discussions, Jackson is going to discuss with you guys where you can support us.
Gang, you should head over to patreon.com/itdangerpod. Over there, you will find lots of opportunities to support the channel and so much cool video content. If you want full video episodes of this podcast, that's where they live. If you want custom monthly cameo style videos from the two of us, you can get those over there as well. If not, if you've got no loons or toons to spare, you can head on over to Instagram and combat the internet trolls on our behalf. Spread some positivity, tell them that you love them, and do all those kinds of good things in our Instagram.com/itdangerpod. And if I may, before we break here, if you are listening to this on the day that it comes out for the rest of the world on Saturday, you probably still have time to hop into my charity stream. That's right. My fifth year in a row doing an Extra Life charity stream, raising money for BC Children's Hospital. There will be lots of different objectives, milestones, incentives. We have raised over $10,000 for this charity in the last 4 years, and I would love to see that number continue to grow. And at the very end of our milestone checklist, if we hit a certain amount yet to be determined, Juicebox will be able to design a tattoo for me.
I've already planned it.
Woo-wee! I think it'll be really fun. Juice, I considered asking you if I could put a milestone on for us to play World of Warcraft together, but I realized
that would involve me having to play World of Warcraft.
Exactly. And that should be an incentive for a stream that you do in future.
Well, also, I would be fine with that. You would just have to pay for it.
I won't do it.
Well, there you go.
I refuse.
Well, it's gone.
Well, next time. Maybe next time.
Oh my God, I was going to say something. Oh my God, speaking of designing a tattoo, I'm getting my chest tattoo.
Whee!
I know. I'm really excited.
I'm really excited for you.
I'm going to get a little like text right under my neck right here. Do you think great? But like here, do you like that?
Dead center?
Dead center.
Yeah.
Do you like dead center or sternum?
No, that'll fucking hurt. That'll really hurt.
Bitch, this is gonna hurt.
No, sternum is the most painful place to get a tattoo. I went and got my ribs done, and they were like, this is the second most. And I said, what's the most? They said sternum. Mm. Yeah. So, don't do that.
Well, with that being said, the third most painful thing is saying goodbye to you every single week. So I will see you guys next time.
That was so good.
I know. We got to find a better sign off, but that was a good one. So? But love you guys so much, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye, everyone.